I had a problem with that same, I mean, I wouldn't say it was the same driver, but I smelled it, and I reported it to DoorDash, and they appreciated it and said, okay, we'll handle it from here. Thank you very much. And, you know, he wasn't on my list or anything at the time because I didn't, that was part of the reason why I built a list of drivers from both companies. Yeah, you can report them, and all you got to do is, you know, when I get back up to my apartment, I'm still in the app, and I just go in there, and I, you know, there's a keystroke, button stroke, whatever you want to call it, then you just report it, that's all, and all the information's there ahead of time about the driver, so they just look it up, and they say, okay, we'll take care of it from here, and, you know, then they get back to me, and then they'll send me an email stating that that driver's no longer employed, you know, through Uber or DoorDash. So there's, like I said, I understand that, you know, everybody has bad experiences, and I've had them, but there are ways to nip it in the bud, so to speak, and it is anonymous, so, you know, they won't know that I called on them or anything like that. It's, you know, you as a rider or you as a user of the thing are protected quite well.